Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is higher education. Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
Today, we're going to talk with Dr. Maria Sheehan, president of the Truckee Meadows Community College.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Mindy Elliott, Robert Eidhoven, and Elisa Caparada. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Just about everything in our lives is happening faster. Instead of just keeping up, Envy Energy plans ahead so that Nevada families have the energy they need now and well into the future.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program the president of Truckee Meadows Community College, Dr. Maria Sheehan. Pleasure to have you back on the program, ma'am.
Good to be here, Sam.
Economic development is the buzzword for the entire state and has been ever since this governor has been in office. You were at the forefront of economic development in terms of helping business and industry. Where do we sit? How comfortable are you with the efforts that the community college is making?
I think we're making really strong efforts and seeing a lot of progress. One of the things that we have going right now is a wonderful program for internships. And it allows the businesses to see the really great students that we have at TMCC. And in the fall semester, this semester, there's been a matching process. So the students are matched with the business. And then this second semester, there will be an opportunity for the businesses to have an intern where they'll be doing real work, getting great experience, and it's just another way for us to assist businesses, get an extra set of hands and ears and eyes to help, and get an opportunity for our students to have a chance.
Now, we all saw the 60 Minutes piece a few weeks ago.
Yes.
That featured TMCC and talking about manufacturing interns and a very rapid course to get them into the world. Are there areas that you're producing interns for as well?
Well, right now we're looking at business settings. So all the students, primarily it's business students that will be placed in businesses in areas where they have an interest. But the The manufacturing program is one we're really excited about, and great leadership here in the state with Collie Hutter and her incredible leadership with the Manufacturing Association, working in tandem with Western Nevada College, and they modeled it, and then they had a great recipe for us to follow at TMCC. We need to see more of what they're calling the stackable certificates, and it's something that we know works, where you work with a cohort of student, you get them jobs, but you hold on to them so that they can come back to you and complete a degree. So we're hoping to see more programs like that with really the work and the leadership of Collie Hutter.
How did the 60 Minutes piece come about? How did you get their attention, and how did they find the program at TMCC?
You know, that is a mystery to me. They certainly must have heard about the work at WNC and found TMCC because we had a program going at the time. The program had finished at WNC, and those students were all employed. Our program was progressing, so we had real live, you know, students that they could take a, you know, in progress that they could talk to. So I'm thinking that that's what occurred. And it was a surprise.
And I do want to throw in that 60 Minutes, like Rock Center on NBC, have these people called journalists who do investigative work. It's amazing what they find out. Completion. We had the chancellor on the program. This is very, very important now in terms of having your students actually graduate. How do the new rules affect TMCC?
Well, we're really excited about the new rules because we started in 2008 assessing all of our indicators of success. So completion is something that we have been paying very special attention to since 2008.
So what kind of rates are you seeing?
Well, we're almost about double our rates of 4 years ago. So we are expecting to be around 20 to 25%. That this is degree completion as opposed to course completion. Degree completion, 20 to 25% by the end of this summer. 13. Now, that's right about the state average. Our goal is to be at 40%. And as we disaggregate the student data, we learn about policy issues. We learn about how we should be connecting with our K-12 partners. So the effort that we started in 2008 has paid off substantially and now is impacting our policy development and our relationship with the school district.
Now, somebody who's listening and does not understand how the system works would say, okay, so you're saying that you've increased the rates, but you were only graduating or completing 12.5%, and now you're up to 25%.
We were at a single digit. We were at a single digit and had been at TMCC, single digit grad rates for decade or more.
Okay, why?
It's a complicated question, but
we got time.
Okay, it starts with the level of preparation of the students. Okay, if our students, our incoming students, are not prepared for college level work, in other words, they do not have the reading level essential. Is where a student's reading level is essential. It's a primary requirement for college success. There hadn't been, in years past, the relationship with the college and higher education and K-12, so that we could say to our colleagues in K-12, this is where the students need to be. If you don't communicate that, then the target is a moving one. And so the school district does its best to get students ready, but without the higher education communicating back to K-12 to say, here are the standards, this is what the students need, we have a mismatch. And so that is what has occurred for years. Now, over the past several years, and now I'm now on my third superintendent. But we've made progress with each one of them. Okay, so each one of them, we've moved forward, then we move back a couple of steps, and then we move forward again. And today we're at a very, very exciting point. We're in a collaboration to address developmental education. That's our issue. Okay, how do you not have a greater completion rate coming in? You're not ready. Okay, so how do you get the students to be more prepared? It is a big enough issue in the state of Nevada for the university to be involved, the community colleges to be involved in close, I call it not a partnership anymore, fusion with the school district.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dr. Sheehan when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Maria Sheehan. She's the president of Truckee Meadows Community College.
Last week, we interviewed the superintendent of Washoe County School District, and he's trying to improve his graduation rate levels as well. And so you're talking about the fusion now between K through 12. What about with the university campus and the other programs? How are you all working together at this stage?
I think that's a really good question. And the superintendent is not only talking about graduation, because graduation simply isn't enough anymore. You have to be graduating students that are actually completing a 12th grade level of and are at that level of achievement. Most of our graduates are not coming in prepared, and so that is where we have our fusion that's occurring with the school district and TMCC and the university. We just had a symposium called Linking Pathways, where we are all looking at the top level students who are one level below collegiate level. The university is going to be providing help with math. We will be providing help with English, working with our colleagues in the school district all together to address how do we get the students to be better prepared. We think we're going to see some pretty good results at the end of this next semester.
Let's talk about renewable energy. Truckee Meadows Community College has been very involved in this, and obviously Senator Reed has been a huge promoter of this. But we have this bizarre situation where, you know, with shale oil, where the price of oil and eventually gasoline and natural gas is just dropping through the floor. How do you view this current situation and what's going to happen over the next decade?
Well, it puts lots of question marks into the curriculum that we'll provide. And, you know, we've really put a wonderful renewable energy program together. Build it, they will come. And in the interim, changes are occurring. The good thing about a community college is that we're very nimble. We're very flexible. If there are no jobs, we will not be training in an area where there are no jobs. So as we look at our curriculum and we work with our advisory committees and we find that this is not the way to go, it is our responsibility to change the curriculum and to move in a direction where we are actually preparing students for the kinds of jobs that are going to be available.
So potentially there will be less activity in the renewable area.
In some areas, absolutely. As we go down the path to see what is functioning well and what is not, we thought there would be a lot more happening with wind. There's less than we thought. So that program will, in the future, we'll be working with our advisory committees and deciding is that a focus that we should have, because we have wind and we have geothermal and we have solar. The solar also is not a huge industry in our state. So how large should that program be? Then we'll balance it, because those are the kinds of changes that a community college can make very rapid.
I want to move to the budget for just a second. The legislature's around the corner, and the Interim Committee for Funding on Higher Ed has met multiple times and very long, torturous meetings, if you have to listen to them, so I can say that. But how comfortable do you feel where that committee is now and the recommendations that are going to be put forth and where the community college stands in terms of the rest of the system?
Well, we're concerned. The recommendations, I think, are the best that could come out of the effort. But when you flip a switch, which is actually what we're doing, going to performance funding and a pool where you earn your money, but you don't get it all until you do perform. This has never existed in our state before. And so we think it's a correct path. But the implementation, of course, has us very concerned.
There are many that are concerned for the community colleges and rural Nevada community colleges. Do you think that they're taking a disproportionate hit in the funding recommendations?
Well, certainly if you look at what a $4.5 to $4.8 million will do to a very small budget, yes. It's a 30% or so reduction, and that's almost on top of a 30% reduction. That's enough to close your doors. And so for the community colleges, it's a lesser impact because we're larger at TMCC. But for the rural institutions, it's almost too great a hit to take.
You know, Carol Lucy was on the program a week or so ago, and she was saying $1 million would make a huge difference.
Yes.
In being able to keep a lot of rural programs alive beyond the ones that are actually at Western Nevada College. Give me a 10-second answer here. How do you feel the state of the economy in Nevada is at this point in time? Are we doing better?
There are some little signs of a turnaround, very small signs. Of course, Proposition 30 in California may be a big help for us, because we may see a shift of Californians coming our way. That will be very helpful for us. So there are little signs of renewal, but they're not big enough to be excited and for us to feel that we're going to get the kind of funding that we need in higher education.
And that's where we got to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. We'll see you next year.
Thank you
so much.
We'll
be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Every year, thousands are killed in car crashes caused by drunk drivers. But equally sad is the number of people left behind, the mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters whose lives are forever changed. Keep your family in mind this holiday season. Don't drink and drive.
It's okay to enjoy your holiday season. Just be responsible. Don't drink and drive. Give your keys to a designated driver. From the Sparks Tomlinstone family to yours, have a safe holiday season and a happy new year.
Hi, I'm Matthew Hole, and on behalf of our third-generation family-owned dealership, I'd like to invite you into Michael Hole Subaru for the Subaru Share the Love event. We have a complete lineup of 2013 Subarus, including Foresters, Legacies, Outbacks, Imprezas, and more. We're a Nevada company run by Nevadans. And with the new freeway, we're just 18 minutes from Reno. Come on down to the Subaru Share the Love event, going on now, and become part of the Michael Hole family. And remember, if you don't shop Michael Hole, you'll pay too much.
Remember, Your current dental benefits on most insurance plans don't roll over into the new year. So don't put off improving your smile. Let Absolute Dental help you do it today. The great staff at Absolute Dental will help you get the whiter, brighter, and healthier smile you've been looking for with your insurance benefits for 2012. And if you don't have insurance, they can work out a special low payment plan. Now that's something to smile about. Just call Absolute Dental or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel. As always, Mindy Elliott is here, senior partner with Forte LLP. Robert Eidhoven is with the law firm of Colasair and Latham Government Affairs. And Elisa Cafferata is lobbyist with Planned Parenthood. Pleasure to have you all here. I'm curious to know what your thoughts would be on what Senator Reid would think about what Dr. Sheehan was saying about renewable energy, because there are massive changes going on in this country.
I think Senator Reid would... Well, I think the Senator Reid, he's very methodical. He would look back on it. I think that he would feel that TMCC is in the right position, and they're nimble, as she said, and they're doing what they need to do.
But the reality is that shale oil and fracking is changing the position of this country. Mexico, United States, Canada are going to be net exporters of oil.
Right, and to educate people in green energy, renewable energy, there has to be a market for it. Not a federal government-driven quasi-market, but a real economic market. Doesn't mean there can't be federal support. There should be, as there has been for energy development throughout the country forever. But, you know, when you bring people in and educate them on a specific trade in a specific field like energy, but very specifically to green energy, you got to make sure they have a place to go when they come out of school.
And I think, you know, to me the point of education is to not just give you the skills for the next year of your life, but hopefully for your entire life. And so there has to be, I think,
But is that realistic anymore when people are going to have 3-4 careers?
Yeah, because the most important fundamental thing for people to learn, as she was talking about, is, you know, they have to be good readers. They have to be able to, in this day and age, learn how to absorb information from a variety of sources and good communicators. So I think there are some fundamental skills that it's important that we don't lose in being so focused on teaching them for the one job that they're going to get.
I don't think we should write renewable energy off just yet. There's still a lot happening in that arena, and just the big opening in southern Nevada. It may not go as rapid and as quickly as everyone had hoped, but I do think that is where we're going to be eventually as a country.
About how many hundreds of years from now? I mean, the cost differential is just huge.
Partly because of the government subsidies, though. So, you know, if we want to be looking at both...
But if there weren't government subsidies, Robert, wouldn't the price be through the roof?
There wouldn't be wind or solar
development. Because of the government subsidies also of oil,
yes,
and shale. I mean, let's be honest. A lot of that is happening on public lands in Nevada. That's a huge subsidy from the taxpayers. So if the subsidies were even, would renewable energy be developing much faster? Probably. So you got to look at the big picture.
Do you agree?
No. I think if the subsidies were gone, I think that it would almost come to a standstill, frankly, because of the cost. I mean, we look at the exponential cost, so the differential between coal and natural gas versus solar, wind. If it wasn't for those subsidies, it would be very...
I think oil companies would trade having... I think they would make a trade to remove a lot of those subsidies if you could speed up the permitting process, which has really frozen a lot of these projects in place. And if you go to an oil investor and tell them it's going to take 7 or 8 years to recoup on an investment...
Maybe.
Because of the permitting process, they're going to pull out. So I think they would be willing to trade.
All right, let's change the topics back to something that's really fascinating. You know, everybody has a smartphone. Mm-hmm. Everybody is online, especially kids, and yet we're still discussing whether people can read or not. Where's this disconnect? I mean, if you've got these devices and you're using them, aren't you reading?
But are you looking at how they're, the text?
OMG, the, what TF?
Yes, LMAO. All the abbreviated.
You know what? They are learning, though. I mean, if you have a child who, and I'm looking at Robert, you know, you get them a new video game, and let me tell you how quickly they master that thing. You know, my kids can conquer a new video game that comes with an instruction book in microtype like this, but they can figure it out.
For those in the radio, that was an inch thick.
They dominate the iPad. They know technology well, but I think the reading and writing is missing.
They are learning.
New employees today or candidates for jobs and give them a writing sample to do on the spot. It's pretty sad how poor that skill is. So I think I still put books in their hands, get the iPad out of their hands, and put real books in their hands from time to time. But they catch on. It's amazing how fast they do catch on.
So they can learn. They're smart. It's not like they are illiterate. It's they're literate in the technology, and the education piece, I think, hasn't caught up with them. So you look at the technology where it's an educational component, and they are brilliant. They're just little sponges.
Marlene?
My 5-year-old totally masters the iPad. And in all, I mean, it is unbelievable to watch her.
So therefore, shouldn't that be a direction education is going in, to utilize these pieces of equipment to help teach?
Well, I think they are, where the schools can afford the technology.
I remember when I was in school just a few years ago, there was one classroom in the entire school. This was Reno High School.
Right.
Late 80s, there was one room in the entire school that had computers in it, and I think there's computers. They're moving now to having computers in every classroom.
I don't know, Mindy, when I was in school, we had these quills and these little inkwells.
I was with you. We had a thing called a typewriter. Yeah,
we were still writing on papyrus. All right, we'll be right back on Nevada News.
I made $5 an hour typing.
Thanks, everyone. We'll be right back.
An evening in front of the fire can be so relaxing, but dangerous creosote buildup can cause a chimney fire. Help protect your home with CSL, the creosote sweeping log. It helps clean your chimney while it burns. Inside your chimney walls, there's a constant buildup of flammable tar and creosote. The active minerals in CSL will reduce those dangerous creosote deposits, making your next fire safer. It's so easy. Burn just once every 60 fires. CSL, the creosote sweeping log.
Available at Walmart, Smith's, Lowe's, and Kmart.
Welcome to Toyotathon, biggest sales event of the year. I'm Jan.
I hear now's a great time to get a truck.
Well, it is. We have two very rugged and dependable trucks.
Well, I need one that can handle my boat.
The Tundra towed the Shuttle Endeavor weighing about 300,000 pounds. What's your boat weigh?
Let's...
Right now, get great deals on tough Toyota trucks, like 0% APR for 60 months on Tundra, or $4,500 cash back on a new 2012 Tundra Crewmax. Toyotathon is on, the one event you don't want to miss.
Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms is back for the holidays again this year. Since Ferguson Farms grows their own trees, they can sell directly to you. That means big savings. Ferguson offers Noble, Douglas, and Nordman firs, plus silver tips of all sizes at the lowest prices in town. Ferguson has standing trees as low as $19.95. Mention this ad and get any tree up to 8 feet for $29.99. Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms, located next to Jiffy Lube at 6050 South Virginia in Reno.
The holiday season can be stressful. How do you balance all your regular bills with the added expense of the holidays? Dollar Loan Center is here to help you through the season. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes. No application fees, no prepayment penalties, no checking account required. In person at one of our 75 locations or get funded online at don'tbebroke.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And coming up tomorrow, CJ Hadley, Range Magazine.
Quite the show. We'll see you on the next Friday.